Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srila Bhaktivai Bhav ki.
Jai.
Harinan Chintamani ki.
Jai.
Jenitai Gopremana.
Jai.
Give some to the manager, sir. And give some to the minister. Okay. So tonight we'll begin a three-part series on how to improve your chanting based on the Sri Harinam Chintamani conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. Written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So make sure everyone has a handout. To improve our chanting, the holy month of Kartika. Kartika begins on Saturday, on Purnima, and it is a great opportunity to improve your bhakti and to work on your bhakti. And the main anga of bhakti is Nam Kirtan, chanting the holy name of Krishna. So, the purpose of studying this is to help us improve our chanting. So if you have any questions as we go, then you can ask. And we'll try to understand the subject matter in such a way that we will deepen our meditation on the whole thing. So, first of all, we need to understand the glories of the holy name. So first of all, there is a verse which is quoted from the Padma Purana. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Puno Shudo Nichimukto Abhinitvan Nama Namano. So this verse means the holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. He bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by material qualities, and there is no question of its being involved with Maya, Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. This is Nam Tattva, or understanding the glories of the holy name. So this verse is very important to understand the glories of the holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishnas. So, Nama, the holy name is Chintamani. Chinta Mani. This is opposed to the Sparsha Mani. Sparsha Mani means, it is called touchstone. Sanatana Goswami had one of these touchstones. One time, one devotee came and he asked Sanatana Goswami for his touchstone, Sparsha Mani. The touchstone is a particular stone, and when you touch it to any metal, that metal will turn into gold by its potency, Sparsha Mani. So they came to Sanatana Goswami and they said, "Where is this Sparshamani? Can you please give it to me?" And Sanatana Goswami said, "It is over there in the refuse, right? In the, like the rubbish on the ground." So the devotee went over there and he looked through and he found the Sparshamani and he thought, "This is very valuable," and then he left. But then he thought for some time, and he thought, "Then Sanatana Goswami has given me this Sparshamani without any desire of remuneration. He just gave it to me and did not ask for anything in return. So it's very peculiar. So obviously it is not very valuable to him. So obviously he has something which is much more valuable than this." So the devotee came back, and he said to Sanatana Goswami, he said that, "You gave me this Sparshamani so easily, so you must have something far more precious if this is not so valuable to you." And Sanatana Goswami said, "I will give what I have to you, but first you must give me the Sparshamani back." So then he thought, and then he gave the Sparshamani back to Sanatana Goswami, and then Sanatana Goswami gave him Nam Diksha. He gave him initiation into chanting the holy name of Krishna. 16 rounds a day of the Maha Mantra. So this is given because the holy name of Krishna, Nama Chintamani, it is Chintamani. It is wish fulfilling, more powerful than Sparshamani. Sparshamani means it is a touchstone, something which will turn something into gold. But Chintamani, Chintamani. Chinta means conscious. Sat, Chit, or Nanda. Chit means consciousness. Chintamani, Chintamani means a conscious stone. So the whole spiritual world is made up of Chintamani, according to Lord Brahma. He says every stone in the spiritual world is thought conscious. It is conscious. And it can fulfill all desires. That is the potency of the spiritual world. Because the spiritual world is an expansion of Lord Balaram. It is no different from Baladev. Therefore, it has all the potency of the internal energy. It can fulfill any of your desires. So any stone, even some small jewel, because in the spiritual world, the ground is covered in jewels. Priceless jewels all over the ground. So just picking up one of these priceless jewels, it can fulfill all your desires. It has that potency. It is Chintamani. It is thought conscious. It is spiritual entity. It is no different from Lord Balaram. So the holy name of Krishna has this potency. It can fulfill all of your desires. Being Chintamani, being thought conscious. So therefore, when one chants the holy name of Krishna, then one must be very careful or conscious of what one is desiring. Because when you're chanting, then the holy name will fulfill your desires. Just like the touchstone, it will fulfill all of your desires. So the holy name of Krishna is like this. So one must be very careful what you cultivate in your heart. What is your abhilas? Just like in the morning we chant the prayer to Tulsi Devi. What do we say? Ye tomara sharanoloi tara vancha pornohoi kripa kori korotare vrindavana vasi morae abhilas. Abhilas means my desire. It means my desire. Abhilas means what is in the heart. This can be fulfilled and will be fulfilled by the holy name of Krishna. The holy name of Krishna will fulfill your desires. So therefore, a devotee must be very careful what he is desiring within the heart. What is within the heart? A devotee must be very careful to cultivate the right desires. Because if you're meditating on material things, if you have material desire in your heart, then the holy name of Krishna will fulfill your material desire. And if you have spiritual desire in your heart, the holy name of Krishna will fulfill your spiritual desire. So you must be very careful. Abhilas means what you desire within the heart. So the key to making advancement in bhakti, in devotional service, means it depends upon your abhilas. Abhilas means what you desire in your heart. If you desire Krishna and service to Krishna, then Krishna will give you that. But if you desire something other than service to Krishna, then Krishna will grant those desires also. So this is why when chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is Chintamani, one must be very careful what one desires. Because the holy name can easily grant all your material desires, easily. If you desire to be wealth, desire wealth, or if you desire any material facility, the holy name can easily grant all of those desires. But if you desire bhakti, which is the most sacred desire, then the holy name can fulfill that desire also. But you must have the right consciousness while chanting. So, nama, chintamani, krishnas.
What if you desire both?
Say it again.
What if you desire both? Because you live in this material world, right? You desire this and say, yes, I know bhakti is very important, but since I live in this world and in this thing, there are attachments which you just can't get detached like that.
Can't.
You desire that? Sorry?
Can't.
I mean, both. I mean, he knows what's in our heart. You may say...
You can't say can't. Prabhupada said can't is a word in a fool's dictionary. Just like one time the guru came outside, he spoke to the disciple, and the disciple said, I can't give up my material desires. The guru said, no, you can give up, you have independence. He said, no, I can't give it up. So next day the disciple came out of the ashram, the guru was holding the tree, and he said, Guru Maharaj, let go of the tree. And he said, no, I can't, the tree has got me. He said, just let go of the tree. And he said, no, the tree has got me. It will not let go of me. He said, no, you let go. He said, no. So he was proving to the disciple that there's no such thing as can't. You won't let go, but you cannot say can't.
But, okay, you can't, but what about desiring something? I'm also desiring bhakti.
Then Krishna can fulfill both those things.
Can?
Yeah, of course he can.
So, is there a harm in that?
Yeah, of course there's harm in that, because it means you won't get bhakti.
What?
It means it'll take longer for you to get bhakti. And there's no guarantee that Krishna will give you what you want anyway.
Just know
if he wants. Ushi, you have to understand the point. It's up to Krishna. If he wants to give, then it's up to him. You can't go to Krishna just in this mentality that, you know, I want to fulfill my material desire. Krishna knows what your material desires are, but it's up to him if he wants to fulfill that. It's up to the individuals who are involved if they want to do what they want to do. So there's many factors there. It's not just your desire. You have a desire, but then other people have their desires. Krishna has his desires. So you can't force Krishna to act in a particular way.
Yeah, desire is there. Deserving is also there when we deserve that. But
the purpose of this class is to teach people about bhakti, and that's what we're emphasizing, because ultimately that's all that's important. That's what's important at the end of the day, is our devotion to Krishna. If you concentrate on that, everything else in the material world becomes auspicious. If you don't concentrate on that, then you'll always be disturbed. If you have one problem, okay, that gets solved, and there'll be another problem. So you're better off just concentrating on bhakti. That's your message. Yeah, so nama, chintamani. You have a question?
The point is just like humility, which is the reflection of the state of your heart. So you cannot pretend to be more humble than what you are. So in this situation as well, what I feel, we know that bhakti is very important, but at the same time we also understand we are not there yet. And we have to be honest about this. We just can't say anything if you don't really approve.
Yeah, so the point which is being made here is be careful what you desire. That's what the point is. If you desire material things, the holy name can fulfill those desires. But if you're intelligent, sumedasaha means that you will desire bhakti or devotion to Krishna. That's the most intelligent desire.
So what should we feel if we are not here and still we have material desires?
So try to take the material desires outside. Try to pull them out of the heart. Okay. Material desires get fulfilled in a regulated way in Krishna consciousness. Okay. So we fulfill our material desires in a regulated way in Krishna consciousness. But anything which cannot be fulfilled in a regulated way inside Krishna consciousness, that should be pulled out. Otherwise it is unfavorable. It is pratikli to bhakti. Okay. So we should cultivate desires which are favorable to bhakti. Anukul. Okay. So if something is favorable to our bhakti, then something can be dovetailed to help us come closer to Krishna. Like, you know, you want to get married or have children. It's like get married, have children. It's not bhakti. But it can be favorable, it can be dovetailed. Yeah. So it can assist us to become steady and fixed and peaceful so that we can perform bhakti. That's important. Does that help to answer your question as well? Good. Thank you.
Rupa Goswami also defines the pure bhakti as an anyam vibhaji. There also is mentioned, you know, if you have seen little material desires, not going to cure. One aiming at achieving pure bhakti, and he has to have anyam vibhaji. Everything should be in favor of Krishna. Unfolding from the imagination.
Is there a question?
We're talking about Abhilasha, so there also goes on the clearly mentioned any Abhilasha that you know, he starts here.
That's good. So, Nama Chintamani, Krishnas, Chaitanya, Rasa, Vigraha. Chaitanya, Rasa, Vigraha. It means the holy name is the form of all rasa, or all spiritual pleasure and all spiritual satisfaction. All happiness can be derived from chanting the holy name. So we have to learn to develop a taste for chanting the holy name. Now how does this taste come? It becomes by attentive chanting. If one does not chant attentively, one will not get a taste for chanting the holy name. So one must cultivate attentive chanting in order to get the taste for chanting the holy name of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, why chant 16 rounds? Why not chant 16,000 rounds? That means that's how the devotee should be feeling. He should be feeling blissful from chanting, so much so that he doesn't want to stop chanting. So this means that when one has a taste for chanting, one's satisfaction will come from the chanting itself. Not that one is... this is what it means, because when you get a taste for chanting, then your material desires disappear, or they come into perspective. You understand material desires are insignificant. When you get a taste for chanting, then everything else becomes insignificant. It doesn't become as important. Things are only important when we don't have a taste for chanting. But when the taste is there, then everything else becomes in perspective. Purna, purna means complete. It is complete. Which means that it has everything in it. The holy name is complete. It can give you complete satisfaction. You don't need to look for anything else but the holy name in terms of how much taste and satisfaction you can get from chanting. No? Purna, Shuddha. Shuddha means?
Pure.
Mm? The holy name is? Uncontaminated. Pure. It is not from this world. It is from the spiritual world. Haridas Thakur says, it enters the material world to deliver the jivas, who are also spiritual, who have come from the spiritual world, but have come into ignorance, avidya. The holy name enters, it is spiritual and pure, to purify the jivas. Shuddha, nitya mukto. Nitya mukto means always liberated. It has not anything to do with this material energy. Abhinitvan nama namino. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. Krishna and Krishna's name are identical. One time, one devotee was giving a class and Prabhupada was sitting there listening. Sometimes Prabhupada would ask his senior disciples to speak, give a class. So Prabhupada was listening and the devotee said, Krishna is in his holy name. And Prabhupada stopped him. And Prabhupada said, where is he in his holy name? Prabhupada said, Krishna is not in his holy name. He said he is his holy name. He's non-different. He is the holy name. The name Krishna and the form Krishna are identical. Nama, Rupa, Guna, Lila. No difference. Within the holy name there is the Nam. In the holy name, the Nam, there is Rupa, Krishna's form, Krishna's guna, his qualities, and his lila, his pastime. And when you become more purified, then you can realize all of this. All of this will be revealed to you. When you become more purified in your chanting, you will understand, you will remember Krishna's form. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes when you become advanced in your chanting, as soon as you say the name Krishna, the form of Krishna will appear in your mind. The qualities of Krishna will appear in your mind. And Krishna's pastimes, his lila, will appear in your mind as soon as you chant the holy name. When your chanting becomes more advanced. Okay, B. How does a jiva attain the qualification to chant the name? By being engaged in Agyata Sukriti, Brahmanda Brahmite, Konna Bhagyavana Ji, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, Bhakti Lata Bij. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, one such person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. So Haridas Thakur explains, why is it that we take up the chanting? Because we did heaps and heaps and heaps of agyata sukriti, or unknown pious activity in our previous lifetime. So it means we did unknown devotional activity. And by this unknown devotional activity, we get purified unknowingly, and then we get qualified to begin chanting the holy name. Just like you see so many people come to Crossways. Some people go to Crossways every day of the week. Not devotees, but they eat every day of the week at Crossways or Gopals like that. So this is agyata sukriti. They don't understand that what they're eating is prasad. But because they're taking prasad every day and they're attached to prasad, they're becoming purified and purified and purified. And then one day, they will get qualification and purification by all of this bhakti to begin chanting the holy name of Krishna. So this is how one gets to the point or gets the qualification to begin chanting. C. Chanting the holy name is both the means and the end of bhakti. So Haridas Thakur describes that when you chant, this is the means to become purified and it is the end. Whereas the other processes, such as jnana and karma and yoga, are means to an end. But when you get to the spiritual world, you don't do karma or jnana or yoga. Right? Devotees are not in the spiritual world meditating. Right? It's not that all the gopis right around you sit, all the gopis okay. Everyone come and sit in a circle, close your eyes, right? Meditate on the tip of your nose, right? And begin to meditate. Right? Well, it's not that everyone does studies jnana or studies the philosophy. And in the spiritual world, people are not studying the Vedas. Because this is not the goal. The goal is bhakti. In the spiritual world, everyone just renders service to Krishna. Just like Prabhupada said, these pictures are pictures into the spiritual world. So you see, what are all the devotees doing? Now you're looking into the spiritual world. What is everyone doing? Seva. And bhakti. Everyone is doing bhakti yoga. Everyone is serving Krishna. Do you see anyone doing karma? Anyone doing dhyana? Anyone doing yoga? No. Because that is a means to an end. But bhakti is the means and the end. Now, the principal item of bhakti is nam kirtan. It is chanting the holy name. So, they chant the holy name here in sadhana, and you chant the holy name in the spiritual world, sadhya, in perfection. So the means is the end. It is the means to become perfect, and once you are perfect, you will continue to chant the holy name, but spontaneously. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gave us different bhajans. He said these bhajans are sung in the spiritual world. Yashomati Nandana Braja Bharuna Gara Gokula Ranjana Karna. These bhajans are sung in the spiritual world. Jai Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jan Balava, Giri Varadari, Yashoda Nandana, Braja Jana Ranjana, Jamuna Tira, Vanachari. So the devotees are chanting these names in the spiritual world. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jan Balava, Giri Varadari, Yashoda Nandana, Braja Jana Ranjana, Jamuna Tira, Vanachari. So they're chanting these bhajans in the spiritual world. So we chant them here as sadhana, so that we can chant them as sadhya or perfection. So it is the means and the end. It is not that we chant here in the spiritual world and then we get to the spiritual world and we give it up. The other process is then you give them up when you get to the spiritual world, when you get to the perfect platform. But in the case of bhakti, everything that we do in the material world, in devotional service, we continue those activities in the spiritual world. All the deity seva, all the activities that we do when we worship the deity, those same activities will be done in the spiritual world. Chanting of the holy name will be done in the spiritual world. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes that there are five principal angas of bhakti, which is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nam Kirtan, Sadhu Sangha, Bhagavat Shravan, Maturavas, and Sri Murti, Shradaya, Seva. Right? So worshipping the deity, chanting the holy name, associating with the devotees, residing in the holy dham, and studying the Bhagavata. So these five are the five principal means of bhakti, the most powerful means of bhakti. Rupa Goswami says they're so powerful that they can, each one of them can awaken ecstasy even in a neophyte devotee. Even a neophyte devotee can become blissful and ecstatic and spiritually enthusiastic just by performing these activities. Now Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, of the five, the holy name is the most important. Because it brings life to the other four. Right? Sadhu Sangha. Right? You get the full benefit of the association of the devotees when they chant the holy name together. When the devotees chant the holy name through Nam Kirtan and Sadhu Sangha, comes to its deepest level. Where you get the most powerful effect from the Sadhu Sangha. The Srimad Bhagavatam, glorifies the holy name. It is full of the holy names. And by chanting the holy name, you'll get realization from the Bhagavatam. That's why in ISKCON, we do kirtan. We chant our japa, we do kirtan, then we hear the Bhagavatam class in the morning program. Because by the potency of the holy name, then you will extract the realizations from the Shravanam process. Shravanam, kirtan are interrelated. The more you chant, the more you will get from hearing the Bhagavatam. The more you hear the Bhagavatam, the more enthusiastic you'll come to chant. So Shravanam and kirtan are interdependent. So, hearing the Bhagavatam, associating with the devotees, going to the holy dham. The holy dham comes to life when one chants the holy name. When one is chanting the holy name in the association of the devotees and hearing the Bhagavatam in the holy dham, the one gets realizations in the holy dham. This is how the holy dham becomes revealed to us through the chanting of the holy name. And then, Srimurtiya Shraddhaya Sevan. By worshipping the deity, one will get realizations. Actually, deity worship is all based upon chanting the holy name. All the mantras, just like when you worship the deity, before you worship the deity, you must get Brahman Diksha from your spiritual master. He will give you Diksha initiation, which means he gives you the Gayatri Mantra. And what is Gayatri Mantra? It is the holy names of Krishna. So it is necessary to have the holy name of Krishna. That permission must be granted by the spiritual master in order for one to worship the deity and get the effect from worshipping the deity. The deity comes to life through the chanting. And in this day and age, it is said, we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Nam Sankirtan. In this day and age, in Kali Yuga, you can become perfect just by dancing and chanting in front of Gaura Nithai. So we should come to the temple regularly and dance and chant in front of Gaura Nithai. And if you have Gaura Nithai in your home, hands up if you have Gaura Nithai in your home.
What time do you use?
That's good. Hopefully that will stay. So, if you have Gaura Nithai in your home, then you should dance and chant in front of Gaura Nithai. Even if you're by yourself, sometimes I just dance and chant in front of Giriraj. That is the process. Okay. Or, even if you just have a picture of the deities, in your home you have the Panchatattva picture or as like that, then you can just dance and chant in front of them and you'll become perfect. This is the Yuga Dham. This is the process of perfection. Any points? Okay. Part 2. Chanting the holy name.
Srila Prabhupada said that for the devotees should be chanting minimum 16 rounds on these. So, what was Siddhartha Maharaj's instructions? Was it 16 or 64?
He emphasized 64. There's a statement, I think it's in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I can be purchased by a devotee who chants 1 lakh, 1 lakh of devotees, of names each day. He said, I become purchased. So it is emphasized in our tradition that one chants 64 rounds, which is 1 lakh of holy names. So it is emphasized that devotees chant 64 rounds. Now, in the very early days of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada said to Mukunda Maharaj, he said, you're one of my senior disciples, because you've been a devotee for 1 or 2 years. So Prabhupada said, you're one of my senior disciples, I want you to chant 64 rounds a day. And Mukunda Maharaj just looked at Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, okay, 32 rounds a day. And Mukunda Maharaj just looked at Srila Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, 16 rounds minimum. And Mukunda Maharaj said, I can do that. So then Prabhupada said, okay, 16 rounds. Everyone in this comp, 16 rounds minimum. If you want to get initiated, 16 rounds. Should take 2 hours a day. It takes me a little longer. I'm a slow chanter. I'm slow at everything. So therefore, it takes me a little bit longer. But it should be around about 2 hours a day to chant. Okay. So one should chant minimum 16 rounds a day. In Kartik, it's good if you chant, even if you just chant in Kartik, one extra round a day, that's good. Just one extra round. Or if you can do more, do more. Any other points?
The deities were being installed in Tirupati. There was chanting going on, and the Jeev, who's the main person in the Tirupati, Tirumala Tirupati Devasthan, he was invited, and he said he'll come only for one day. And the installation was going on for 3 days, and he stayed for all the 3 days. And at the end of the program, he said, more than all the rituals which you did to install the deities, I felt that the holy name, the chanting of the holy name which you all performed was the main essence, the installation of the deity.
Yeah, remember Prabhupada said that when Krishna Balaram were installed in Vrindavan, then when they opened the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, then they invited all the Purohits, all the priests from Vrindavan, they came and they did all their yajñas and everything. But Prabhupada said afterwards to his disciples, because the devotees were doing kirtan the whole time during the installation of Krishna and Balaram, Prabhupada said, actually the deities are installed by the kirtan. But he said, but we have to keep them happy, all the ritualistic brahmanas, we have to keep them happy. So we invite them to get, so they think it will be an official event. So they came and they did their yajna and they did everything. But Prabhupada said, actually the deities are installed by the devotees who are just doing kirtan. Because this is the Yuga Dharma. Because in Kaliya Dosha Nite Rajan, in Kali Yuga, everything else is full of faults. So many defects. But in Nam Sankirtan, there is no, by the mercy of Gaur Nitai, when you chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra, no offences, no faults are taken into consideration. When you chant the Hare Krishna Mantra, then offences are taken into consideration. Therefore, Prabhupada says, before you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you must chant for some time the Panchatattva Maha Mantra. I remember in Vrindavan, when I was there some years ago, before I would chant the Hare Krishna Mantra, I would chant one round of Panchatattva Mantra. And I heard that Hari Sauri Prabhu does this regularly. Chants one round Panchatattva Mantra, then Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And I remember a few years ago in Vrindavan, one sannyasi, he told us, he was preaching to us, he said, in between every round you must chant 3 Panchatattva Mahamantras. Like that. In between. And that particular sannyasi chants 64 rounds every day. Every day he chants 64 rounds. And he says, he was telling us, he was preaching to us, he said, in between each round you must chant Panchatattva Mantra 3 times. Because there are no offences considered in the chanting of the Panchatattva. And this will release you from your offences in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So in Kali Yuga we take shelter of Gaura Nitai. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj says that when you enter a particular kingdom, then you have to chant the glories of that king whose kingdom you are residing. So he says that, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj says, hey Brinda, hey, monkey face. What's going on? So, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj says that in Kali Yuga, you must chant the glories of the Yuga Avatar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. and Lord Nityananda. So you must chant the glories of the Pancha Tattva, and this will release you from all of your offenses in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Okay. Chanting the holy name. Chanting the holy name is the Yuga Dharma. Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Kali, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kali Kali Nama Rupe. In the age of Kali, Krishna Avatar, the avatar of Krishna is Nama Rupa. It is the form of the Nam. Krishna appears in the Kali Yuga as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and as the Nam of Krishna. Krishna Nam. So this is the form of Krishna in the Kali Yuga. This is how the conditioned souls become purified in the Kali Yuga. Abhinitva Nam in Namino. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's holy name. And now there is, in this temple, there is a great Harinam movement, momentum developing. The devotees are very enthusiastic to go out and chant the holy names of Krishna regularly. So we should join in this activity. This is the Yuga Dharma, as much as possible. Wherever, especially in the month of Kartik, wherever you can go, you should go and chant with devotees in congregation. It also says in the month of Kartik that whenever devotees are chanting the Srimad Bhagavatam or Gita, whenever there is any class going on, you should go to that class in the month of Kartik. You should make this your top priority. Joining into the kirtan and going to the class. This should be your rata in Kartik Mas. In Kartik Mas, we should all say some vrat. Some vrat means some vow. Yeah, you chant one extra round a day, or so many vows you can take. Like that. But you should do. You should increase your bhakti to Krishna. You should concentrate more on. Hey, Brenda, what are you doing? Monkey girl, she's okay. Hey, she's not a big disturbance. So you should increase your bhakti in some way. Just like this morning, I gave Bhagavatam class, and then I was saying to the devotees, then start thinking. Kartik is coming on Saturday. Think what you will do, what extra service you will do. So one of the devotees, he came to me and he said afterwards, he said, then I will distribute books every day in Kartik. Go on some book distribution, even just half an hour a day, but every day for the month of Kartik. So start thinking, what will be your vrata? What will be your vow? How will you increase? So increase your bhakti, increase your devotion. Different vows you can take. One vow I took when I was in Melbourne for Kartik one time. Every day circumambulate Radha Vallabha three times. So go around the temple three times. Okay. And then I remember a few years then there was quite a few of us doing it. You know, and then one year many devotees are doing it. But the problem was they're doing it straight after Mangal Aarti. And they're chanting their japa very loudly and waking all the neighbours up. So the neighbours ringing any Rudra Prabhu and said, tell them to be quiet. So if you do circumambulate the temple, don't chant your japa loudly at 5 o'clock in the morning as you go around the neighbour's houses three times. Not very sensitive to our neighbours. So therefore, you should do different sevas like that. Another item is you can give up a favourite food. I remember one time I was in Melbourne for Kartik, and myself and Sita Ram Prabhu, we did not eat any sweets whole month. No, whole month. Even on Govardhan Puja. Okay. So I could not do that now. But I was more young then. I was more staunch. Like that. But it's good. You can do these different types of services. To give pleasure to Krishna, like that. But these are good. These are good. Do things. Give something up for Krishna's pleasure. Accept more bhakti for Krishna's pleasure. This is the principle of Kartik. This is how you become purified in your consciousness. So think what will be your brahma and what you will do. It's very important, though, it says in the Shastra, do not take vratas which you cannot maintain or keep. It says that in the Shastra specifically. Do not take any vrata if you cannot maintain it. Don't say that you will chant 32 rounds or like 64 rounds if you cannot maintain the vrata. Only take a vow that you can keep. Nothing too challenging. So be a little sensitive. Okay. The holy name is the original feature of the Lord because it gives cognition of Krishna's form, qualities and pastimes. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur discusses this, that when one reaches the platform of Nishta, Rupa Goswami says Bhakti begins with Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha, then Bhajana Kriya, then Anantana Kriya. Then Nishta, then Ruchi, then Asakti, then Bhava, then Prema. You should know, everyone should know these nine. If you don't know, then that's not good. You should all know. You've been coming to Bhakti by Bhava now for years and years and years. This is just basic. This is Rupa Goswami's analysis of the levels of advancement in bhakti. So you should all know this clearly. Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anatta Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema. You should know this very clearly. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, chanting the holy name at the level of Nishta purchases the form of Krishna. The form of Krishna, because it is described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the in charge of the marketplace of the holy name. How do you say it? He's like the authority, yeah, or there's a word for it. He is the Yeah, Mahajan. He's in charge of the marketplace of the holy name. I'm trying to think there's like a word, but he's in charge. No, not like that. Like an English word, but I can't think of the right word. But yeah, like superintendent, like that. There's a particular word I can't think of what it is, but
custodian.
Yeah, like custodian, like that. So he is like in charge of the marketplace of the holy name. Lord Nityananda is selling the holy name. And there are so many stalls set up where the holy name can be bought. And many great acharyas are selling the holy name. Now, when you purchase the holy name in that marketplace, according to how much Shraddha you pay, that's how much of the holy name you get in return. So the more faith you have in the holy name, the more the holy name reveals to you. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur says when you pay the price of Nishta, Nishta means beyond anatta nivritti, beyond material attachments and material desires, mostly, when they're mostly given up, and you purchase that much of the holy name, then it says you will get the form of Krishna. Lord Nityananda will give you the form. When you have Nishta, that much faith, you've given up your material desires, then whenever you chant, you will see Krishna's form clearly in your mind. Then when you become more advanced, I can't remember, but it must be like Ruchi or Asakti, then what will you get? You will get Guna, you get the qualities of Krishna. All the qualities of Krishna will come in your mind whenever you chant. Automatically you will think of Krishna's qualities. And when you become more advanced, then Lila. Whenever you chant, you will remember the pastimes of Krishna in your mind, automatically. So this is all dependent on the amount of faith that you have, the Shraddha that you have in your chanting. So the more Shraddha you have, the more you purchase the holy name. This is the process which is given. Okay. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains there are primary and secondary names of Krishna. Primary names, what are example of primary names?
Damodar,
Krishna,
Govinda,
Madhava, Gopal, Shamsunda,
Keshava,
Vallabha, Vrijendra Nandana. These are primary names of Krishna, describing his pastimes with the residents of Vrindavan. Now, what are secondary names? Paramatma. Yeah, Narayan. Narayan, not so much, but Ishwara, Paramatma, Vishnu. These names of Krishna, they're called secondary names because they describe Krishna in relationship to his creating the material world and maintaining the material world. The secondary names. They don't have the same amount of rasa as the primary names have. So when you chant the name of Krishna, Damodar, Madhava, Govinda, all these names, they are full of rasa. Nama Chintamani, Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. So you will get, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, by chanting these names, you will get Krishna Prema, love for Krishna. By chanting the secondary names, they will not give Prema. They will not give love for Krishna. They will purify the consciousness, but love for Krishna or rasa will only be experienced when you stop climbing under the table like little monkeys. Hey Ananya. Hey Brinda. Huh? Monkey. Huh? So, this is the system. The system is that one must chant the primary names. Because the primary names will give prema. Because they're full of rasa. Like that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur emphasizes one must chant the primary names of Krishna, not the secondary names. Secondary names do not have the same amount of rasa in them. Like that. Okay. The primary names describe Krishna's pastimes and contain all the Lord's spiritual excellencies. Chanting the primary names gives the essence of spiritual life, Krishna praying. They take us back to Godhead. The secondary names characterize the Lord's affiliation with the material nature, Vishnu, Paramatma, Jagyeshwara. They give piety and liberation. So you can get liberation by chanting these names, but you cannot get Krishna Prema, love for Krishna. There are three stages of chanting. One, Namaparad, offensive chanting. Two, Namabas, the clearing stage, and three, Shuddhanam, pure chanting in Krishna praying. So Nam Aparada means chanting with offences. Now we'll cover the 10 offences next week, Monday and Tuesday. We'll cover the 10 offences. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the source of all of the offences is inattentive chanting. So if you're not chanting attentively, this will cause you to commit aparad. When you commit aparad, you cannot get a taste for chanting. So you'll get some taste, but very little, that the holy name cannot reveal itself. Just like you see devotees chanting very inattentively sometimes. Right? Chanting while you're driving the car. This is bogus. Of course you can chant while you're driving the car, but not your 16 rounds. You can't count your 16 rounds while chanting that, just because you're on your pickup. And then, while you're putting the washing in the washing machine, and while you're sitting in the courtyard chatting, and chanting your 16 rounds, it's not attentive chanting. Don't think you'll get Krishna praying by this kind of chanting. I see devotees sitting out in the courtyard all the time. One of my favourite ones is when the devotees are reading the notice board, chanting their rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. So what are you doing? Are you chanting or are you reading the notice book? Because you can't do both. Right? It's called inattentive chanting. Are you doing kirtan or shravana? You can only do one at a time. You can't do both. So this is inattentive chanting, and it will not give love to Krishna. It will not purify the consciousness. Lord Chaitanya says, Cheto, Dapana, Marjana. The consciousness has become purified, but you must chant attentively. So, Nama Bas means the clearing stage. It means that you are conscientious of trying to give up the offences. It doesn't mean that you sometimes don't commit the offences. Hands up if sometimes you chant inattentively. So it happens. Devotees do it. They chant inattentively. But we should try not to chant inattentively. That is called nama bas. That is the difference. Not that we don't commit offences, but we're trying not to commit offences. Just like personally, something I've been doing for years as a devotee is that when I'm chanting, that's all I do. Right? When I'm chanting, that's my only activity. I don't do two things at once. Otherwise, it's not chanting. Right? That's just one thing that I try to do. Right? And even while I'm doing that, still my mind wanders and goes off onto other things. But at least I try to make it a habit that when I chant, that's my only activity. Not that I'm chanting and doing this and chanting and doing that and chanting and driving the car and chanting. It's not attentive chanting. And will not lead to advancement in Krishna consciousness. So one must be very careful to come to the clearing stage, Namabhas. This will lead to Shuddhanam. Shuddhanam means pure chanting. When you chant in Shuddhanam, Krishna becomes fully manifest in the holy name. And one will realize that Krishna is non-different from the holy name, and one will realize Krishna's form, his qualities and his pastimes while chanting. So one must learn to chant attentively in Namabhas. This will lead to Shuddhanam. Namabhas chanting gives immediate liberation. It gradually leads to Shuddhanam, Krishna Prema. Our only qualification to chant is Shraddha or faith. Part 3. Namabhas or the unclarified name. A. The clouds of anatta and the mist of ignorance obscure our vision of the sun-like holy name. So this is described in the Harinam Chintamani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that the holy name is like the sun. Krishna Surya Sama Mayahaya Andhakar. So Krishna is like the sun. The holy name, being non-different from Krishna, is like the sun. But sometimes, like in Melbourne, it happens commonly, the sun is there but you cannot see it. Now why is that? Because of mist or clouds. So when the mist is there, you cannot see. When the cloud is there, you cannot see the sun. But the sun is there. Right? So sometimes we cannot perceive the holy name. Even though we're chanting, but we cannot perceive the taste in the holy name. Why is that? Because, as it says here, the clouds of anatta and the mist of ignorance obscure our vision of the sun-like holy name. So the mist of ignorance. What is the avijja? The avijja is the bodily conception of life. Thinking that we are the material body. Thinking why I am man or woman. Thinking I am Indian or Australian. Thinking I am so many upadis or so many false designations. This is the avijja which we all suffer from, and this obscures the chanting of the holy name. And then the mist of the clouds of anarthas. Anarthas means unwanted things within the heart. Artha means something of value. Anartha means something invaluable. Just like children become very attached to their toys. Just like the children like their little cars or their little dolls or like that. Hands up if you are attached to your child's toys. Are you attached? Do you sometimes go in the lounge room and play with the cars? Like that. And then when your wife comes, you hide it. And you say, no, it is my car. You cannot have it. But do the children do like that? Right? You try to take the car off the children, and then they'll scream. Where is my car? Where is my car? Like that. And they will go on and on and on. Why? Because they're attached. So it is anarta. It is nothing valuable. For an adult, the adult thinks it is quite ridiculous. But imagine what Krishna is looking into your heart. And you have all these silly little cars, which don't mean anything, but you are so attached to it, and Krishna thinks you are such a kid. Krishna thinks you are so foolish. Because you have such attachments to things which have no value. This is anartha. So this obscures the holy name. Because while you're chanting, instead of thinking of Krishna, you spend so much of your time while you're chanting thinking of your little toy cars. You think so much of your time thinking of all these insignificant little attachments that you have in your heart, which do not have any value. And this is why you cannot get a taste in your chanting. So it is because of avijja and anartha that obscures the holy name. B. The mist of ignorance includes ignorance of the holy name, Krishna, the jiva, the devas, and not understanding that matter or maya is illusion. So this is avijja. Avijja of the holy name of Krishna. Thank you. Of the holy name of Krishna, the jiva, the devas, and not understanding maya. This is avijja. Not understanding the difference between matter and spirit. This is avijja. Now the clouds of anattas are divided into there are three things which are listed here by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Harinam Chintamani. Now when he goes into the Bhajan Rahasya, he lists the fourth item like that, which we won't deal with here because we're Harinam Chintamani. But in Bhajan Rahasya, which is the next book after Harinam Chintamani, which is the final book which Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, then he describes more detail about these categories. But we'll just keep it basic here because Harinam Chintamani is just dealing with these things. So first of the anartas is Asat Trishna. Asat Trishna means having a thirst for temporary or material things. Asat, something which is asat, temporary. But you have so much attachment to it. This is your anatta. This is the unwanted thing in the heart. So much attachment to temporary things. Hridaya dorbalyam, spiritual weakness of the heart. So your heart is weak. You want to take vows, but you can't maintain them. You want to become a good devotee, but you find it so difficult, you struggle so much. So all this is Hridaya dorbalyam. Your heart is weak. Now one way to overcome this is by taking advantage of holy days like Ekadashi, which is today, like Janmashtami, which comes once a year, like Kartik Mas, which is 30 days. You have very good opportunity. This will help you to overcome your weakness in your heart, your inability to uphold your vows. This can be overcome when you take your vows and you make priority, especially like in Kartik Mas. You have a whole month. Right? Make it priority. Just put other things which normally the rest of the year you make priority, you put them aside. And you put more priority to your spiritual life, just for 1 month. And you'll see so much realization will come. Krishna says, Prabhupada says, you take one step to Krishna, Krishna will take 10 steps to you. So in Kartik Mas, you take 100 steps to Krishna, Krishna will take 1,000 steps to you. You'll get so much closer to Krishna. So when you do this thing, you'll overcome your Hridaya dorbalyam. And then, aparads. So aparads means offences. It is because of offences that we have anattas in our heart. When you commit offences, it causes unwanted desires to grow in the heart. Because aparad or offences stop the flow of bhakti coming into our consciousness or our heart. And when bhakti stops coming into our heart, because it's like the river is flowing and you build a dam. Sometimes the government builds a dam to stop the water flowing in the river, to stop it like that. So the bhakti is coming, the internal energy, the Devi Prakriti is coming, but because of offences you are stopping it from reaching your heart. So this is aparad. And aparad causes anattas. Means when the bhakti does not come in, then unwanted material desires, they grow within the consciousness. So one has to be careful not to commit offences. So this is the cloud of anattas. By following instructions of Guru, the clouds and mist are gradually dispersed. So one must follow very carefully the instructions of the spiritual master. This will get rid of the clouds, this will get rid of the mist. Like that. Now what is the instructions of the spiritual master? Four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds. This is the beginning. Right? And then so many other things the spiritual master instructs us. Like that. Just like I listen to my guru's lectures. At the moment I'm listening to my spiritual master's lectures. So he's given me so many instructions. So I have to follow those instructions. If I neglect those instructions, then anattas will come in the heart. But if you follow the instructions of the guru, then all the unwanted things will disappear. Now, Namabhas is of four types. These are four types of Namabhas, which are mainly performed by the non-devotees. Sankate, Parihasa, Stoba and Hela. Sankate means unintentional. Just like they have one shop called Sinorama. Have you seen the shop? Yeah, they make signs. Sign shop, they make signs. Right? In South Melbourne they have one, they have them everywhere. You see them everywhere. Sinorama. That's a good name for a shop. Because everyone goes to Sinorama, Rama, 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 Sinorama, Sinorama, Rama, Rama, Sinorama, Rama, Rama, like that. So they're chanting the holy names. I would go to Sinorama to get my sign made up. When I was a kid, we used to go to Rollorama. We used to go roller skating. And when we were kids, right? Rollorama. So when I was a kid, I used to chant Rollorama. I didn't understand. It's unintentional, but you're chanting the holy name. So you get purified, even if you don't understand. So many non-devotees, they chant the holy name, they get purified. Just like in India, everywhere the holy name is there. Right? So many shops are called Krishna Enterprise, Ram, there's so many holy names are there. That's the benefit of being in India, you get purified so much. And then Parihasa. Parihasa means to ridicule. Sometimes devotees go on Harinam, and the non-devotees, they go Hari, 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 like that. Hari, 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 like that. And they imitate the devotees, they ridicule, like that. But then they chant and they get purified by this chanting. And then Stoba. Stoba means derisive. It means speaking very disrespectfully. You Hari Krishnas. You stupid Hari Krishnas. You know, sometimes they say things, they insult. But just by chanting the holy name, they get purified. Like that. Just like Shishabal. He was saying, Krishna, who is this Krishna? You know, who is this Krishna? Like that. Just keep chanting, getting purified. And finally he got Krishna's mercy. Then Hela. Hela means neglect. So neglectfully. People chant the name of Krishna, but not attentively, and still they get benefit. So it says all four fall under the category of Hela Namabhas. This can only give one liberation, but not Krishna Prema. So this type of chanting, when the people are doing like that, even if they're making some joke at the devotees and they're chanting, they get liberation. They get purified of all their sins. They won't get Krishna praying, they won't enter Goloka Vrindavan just from that, But it purifies all of their sins. That is how powerful the holy name is. Shraddha Namabhas is attained by associating and serving pure chanters. So if you want to get faith in the holy name, if you want to chant the holy name with faith, you must associate with devotees who have a taste for chanting. If you want to get a taste for chanting, you must associate with devotees who have a taste for chanting. And by their association, you will also get a taste. One must diligently avoid the association of mayavadis. Lord Chaitanya says if you see a mayavadi, just if you see one, you must run and jump in the Ganges. So it means for us, because the Ganga is not close by, if we see a mayavadi, then we should chant the holy name of Krishna. Om pavitra pavitrova sabhavastam gatobiva yahasmare pundarikaksham sabha yabhyantaraha suchihi Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. Right there. Just by chanting the name of Krishna, you become pavitra, pure. So even if you see mayavadi, you should chant the holy name of Krishna and purify your consciousness. So next week we'll go through part 2 and part 3, which is the 10 offences in chanting. Please come next week. Hare Krishna.
How can we know that someone having a
How do you know if someone's got a taste for chanting? Then you can just look at that person when they're chanting their japa. Right? If the person is chanting their japa, but they're just like, that's not taste for chanting. You see, when someone has a taste, they have a deep taste for chanting, like that. Just by looking at them, you can perceive this person has some taste. Right? And by their association, you will become enthusiastic to chant. You will chant the holy name just by being with that person. You'll begin to chant. That is the effect.
Isn't the same thing Guru Maharaj, that someone comes here and they chant that automatically pointing and Guru
So that means the person is very advanced. By their association, you will also get a taste with chant. Okay, so next week we'll finish the next 2 classes on the Harinam Chaitanya. Please keep up with your fees. We only have 1 more week, so if you need to catch up with your fees, please do that by next week. And also, Merle and Asit are not here. The oral presentations, I need the scores. Have you got it? No, that's there. I need the oral presentation scores. Okay, I'll have to bring one of those too.
He's always there. He's outside.
He's outside? Okay, maybe he hasn't called me. Because I need the score, because I have the closed book in the open book, but I need the oral presentations. Okay, so we'll see you next week. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.